In the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, the second last line. We said in the Braisa the other day that we had a drasha that Ein Nirin, or a statement in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, Ein Nirin Lachatzayin. You don't appear in half. So the question is, what does that mean? Okay, Vistavar Rav Yosef Lemeimar, what does it mean that you don't come half? That Mand Isli Asarabanim Lolisku Haidna Chamisha Lamachar Chamisha. That somebody who has 10 sons shouldn't bring 5 of them today and 5 of them the next day. That's what it means, don't come half. Rashi says, Savar Rav Yosef Lemeimar, but if not, so my Ein Nirin Chatzayin, the Yalef Mi Kol Zuchurcha. We're learning it from Kol Zuchurcha. So what does that mean? If it's to tell me that only half of them have to, you know, come al yaleh regel, not the other half, that we know it's not the case. It means zuchorcha nafka. We learn that from zuchorcha. Asharei kol azcharim bichlal zuchorcha. It says zuchorcha means your males, means all the males. It's understood. So it can't mean that only half the males come. Therefore, he thought that it meant that they all have to come, it's just that some today and some tomorrow. Okay, we're on Zayin Amud Beis. Now, Amar Le Abaye, he doesn't like that, because he says, Pshita, Hei Minayu Mashvis Lu Poshim, Hei Minayu Mashvis Lu Zerizim. It's difficult to say that's what it's telling me, because it's obvious. I mean, when you have 10 sons, what right do you have to take 5 of them and make them, you know, come on time? The other ones, okay, the other 5, I'll bring them late. Well, what right that these should be on time and these should be late? Of course they all have to come on time. It's Pashat. It can't be that's what it's telling me. Ela kra l'mayasa. So therefore, what is the Pasuk coming to tell me? Kol zechorcha l'kide acherim. Like what acherim says, which you've seen before. It should look familiar. Tanya acherim omrim hamakamet v'hametzaref nechoshes v'habursi. Somebody who is gathers the excrement of dogs and to make leather, and the one who smells copper and one who's a tanner they're all pater from Ria because they smell bad. Shneimar kol zuchorcha mishachol lalos im kol zuchorcha yatzu elu shein yecholim lalos im kol zuchorcha. Since they smell bad, not everybody wants to go with them, and so therefore they're pater from Ria. Okay, let's see Rashi. Amalei Abai, Hanami lo tabai lachra. That also, you don't need a pasuk to tell me half the sons today, half the sons tomorrow. There's also pshita, miachar shechayav, it's kula. Ana yadana de kol echad tzarich lezarez. They're all lamay shechayav, so I know everybody has to come on time. Deach yamar ha'av, le'elu hevu zarim. How can the father say, okay, you guys are going to be zaris, so le'elu hevu etzlanim, and you can be lazy and come etzelim. It doesn't make sense. So Ela Kra Likra Herim. So now Rashi's going to bring two things. What does it mean, Ela Kra Likra Herim? So one shot is, Vahainu Nami Einiri Likatsain. So we're going to see this is the shot that makes more sense. Because Lamai says, we learned the Braisa said, Einiri Likatsain. So to say, no, that's not what it's talking about, it's talking about something else, the Braisa says, Ein Nirin L'Chatzayin. So therefore, what we're doing here is we're teaching up Ein Nirin L'Chatzayin into this idea of the people that smell, that they're not chayav. The Misha Einu Ra'ui Lalot Ela B'Chabura Mu'etes, that you can only come in a small group, not with everybody. You go in Eilu She'asu Chabura L'Atzman, these people that smell, they'll make their own Chabura, that's called L'Chatzayin. That's what it means. That's another taich. In other words, ain nirin lechatzin. So kach nira beinai, says Rashi. V'chaverai mefarshim. He says my friends, they mefarsh differently over here. The love ain nira lechatzirim atabai lefrush. He's not coming to explain what those words mean. Ain nira lechatzin. Ela lemeima dekra lav lachiyata. To say no, the pasuk is teaching me something else. Kol zechurcha. It's not teaching me ain nira lechatzin. Rashi says I don't like that. Mekashali. Sof. So if that's not what the pasuk is telling me, the Barisa did say Einirin Lechatzayin. So if you're just telling me a noob shot in the words called Zechurcha, it's very nice. But what are we going to do with those words in the Barisa? And furthermore, Shashita Sashas, Kol Hecha Dehika Savar Ploni Lemeimar Haki, as we started off, Savar, Rabbi Yosef Lemeimar, he says, anytime you have that type of a style, where a Ploni, so was an Amora, whatever, thought to say something, Vamarle Ploni Haki, Hahi Milsa Gufa Udhavi Lemeimar, Kama Mataris Patra. So it always comes that thought to say this, but then he adjusted it, no, it means this. So therefore, since Rabbi Yosef was Savar Lameimer, what's the Chatzain? It means this. So if it makes sense to say, no, rather it means this. V'amarlei, dolo mefarshe hachi, yel hachi. They explain it like this and not like this. That's another, therefore he likes the first shot better. it's another taich in Einirin L'Chatzain.
How do you say the words?
Einirin L'Chatzain. They know it's that you can't have like a small group of people. They have to be, everybody has to be able to come together, but a small group, they're like Chetzi, they're like a different group.
And they're
both. Yeah.
You mean they have to come in a group?
No, everybody has to be able to come together. Some appears people that can't come with everybody have to make their own special because they smell, so then that's called, there's no
people. They shouldn't come in a group.
Right. A small group, separate group.
But didn't we have before that they shouldn't come all together because they smell?
Yeah, I mean.
Or singular.
What do you mean?
Forget about a group. Just a singular person shouldn't. A Bursaki should not go.
Yeah, he's saying that these types.
Forget about a group.
With these types of people, yeah, but anybody that can go, whoever they are, any of those peeps, individuals, they can't make their own group, those people that smell. Okay, new Mishnah says, Olas b'moed, ba'os rak min chuli. So the Olas Re'iya on the Moed, we're going to see the first two Cholamoed here, and we're going to discuss that, why dafa Cholamoed, but right now the Mishnah says that on Cholamoed, the Olas Re'iya comes from Chulin. Because we have a rule, we're going to see, that anything that's a Chova, that's something you have to bring, you have to bring only from regular Chulin. Okay, so the Olas Baos Mina Chulin, Mishlamim, referring to the Shalmei Simcha that comes on the Moed, can be brought Min Meister, means even from Meister, which is not Chulin, right? Meister Sheni. Meister Sheni money you're bringing your Shalim, you can use that Meister Sheni money to buy behemoth and bring it for the Shalmei Simcha. The Mishnah continues, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, also we're going to discuss why Dafka we're picking Pesach, but the first day of Pesach, Yom Tov, when you have to bring your Shalmei Chagiga, Mishama Yomrim Min Chulin, has to be from Chulin. Mishilol Omrim, they say no, it can even be Min Meister from Meister Sheni money. And lastly, Yisrael Yotzini Dechovatan Binadarim and Adavot, again for the Shlamim, Shalmei Simcha, that is brought on the regel, to eat the meat for Simcha, you can bring your Nadarim and Adavos, and that you have to bring anyways, you made a nether, and you're bringing the behemah on during the Chag, so you can use that meat as your Shalmei Simcha, Maiser behemah as well, if you're bringing for that your Meister Jemhemah, you bring your Meister Jemhemah to Yerushalayim, you can use that for the meat. The Kohanim, they are Yotzi with Chataos Vashamos. If they're Makriv Chatas or Nasham, they eat the meat from that, so they can use that for their Shalmei Simcha. V'Abachor, V'Chazi V'Shu, because there are all these things that the Kohen partakes of. Not the Skamuna. Avalo Be'ofos V'lo V'Nachos. But you can't use chicken or flour. That's not, doesn't give you simcha. We'll see later on. Okay, let's see Rashi. Quite a bit of Rashi here. Olas b'moed b'baos min achul. So we said the Olas Re'iya on during Chol HaMoed comes from Chuli. Mashma hashta that Olas Re'iya ha'baos b'chol oshel moed b'baos min achulin. When you bring Olas Re'iya on Chol HaMoed, you have to bring from Chuli. V'lo mima'os ma'iser sheni. The Kai Malan, can we possibly call the Varsha Bechol? Well, we said, Eino Ba Elamina Chuli. Meseches Menachos. L'kaman Nami B'Gemara, Adav Ches, Tanya, we learn in the Brisa, Mises, and we learn from here, Melame Shadam, it may be Chovato Mina Chuli, and again has to be from the Chuli. If a Gemara part, Gemara asks, Amai Nakat Cholosha Moed? Why Dafka on the Moed? Like meaning Cholamoed. Kimai Sina Labi Yom Tov Nami Mina Chuli by Lutuye. Well, it has to be from the Chulin, even if you bring it on Yom Tov, the Olas Re'iya. Why are we stuck to saying if you bring it on Chol HaMoed? Gemara is going to ask that. Okay, Ushlami Mina Meiser. The Gemara explains that this is talking about Shami Simcha, Ravina and Kra, Bechol Mili. you can use anything for your shalmi simcha, everything gives you simcha as long as it's meat. V'yom tov rishon shel Pesach, Gemara mafarish mayhi umay shna Pesach denakat. Like we said, why Dafka says yom shel rishon Pesach? Why can't it be Shavuot, Sukkot, whatever? Yisrael yotzi nidei chovatan mishum simcha b'chol inyan sheish lem basar l'sova. Any time you're eating meat, l'sova, you can the Yisrael brings meat and eats it. He can use that for the simcha. Bein zkukim lizboach shlamim l'shem kach. You don't have to have special shlamim for that. If you happen to bring nedarim, like we said, whatever you have is fine. Nedarim and nedavos sheit nadvu kol hashana u'kasha only Yerushalayim beregel mevin otam akrivim yemureihem. But basar nechala b'ali yotzim behem bishum simcha. The people, they used to make nedarim and nedavos, and then when it came, they didn't. They didn't live in Yerushalayim, so when it came, they waited till they had to come to Yerushalayim, then they brought their korban. So this meat that you're eating from the korban, the shlamim, the barley meat from it, so that meat they can use for these shalmi simcha. Mishum the barley meat nisayfa v'konim b'chatas nakat v'reish Yisrael. And Rashi says, why does it say dafka Yisraelim, even a kohen that brings in there nedarim and adavas? But it's just brought, since we're going to bring now, the Brisha continues and says, L'gabe Kohanim, they can eat the Chatos Anashim. So we say Yisraelim for the first part. The Kohanim, Shebau Lahen Chatos Beregel, that they have to have Chatos to offer during the Regel. Like the meat they eat from that is can use for the Shalmi Simcha. Chatos V'Shamas Shayub Ole Regali Mechayvin. Some people eat Ole Regali or Achayav V'Chatos Anashim. Yesh Lahem Basar L'Sova. Yotzim mehem mishum simcha. So again, the kohanim that eat it can use that for simcha. Ve'ein tzrichim lavi shlamim l'shem simcha. Ela bisman she'ein lehem basar l'sova. Only if they don't have meat, then they have to bring a special another shlami. Yotzim v'chazei v'shuk. The kohanim amurim lehender taken from them. Mishalmei olei regali. Aval lo be'ofos v'chatos o'of she'ein sova ela b'basar v'heima. The sova is only with animal meat. With Gemara Yalif. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara now clears what we mentioned. Rashi said the Gemara is going to ask, why is it say Adafka Olos Bamoi? The Olos Ria and the Moi has to be from the Chulin. So ask the Gemara, Ella Olos Bamoi, who the Baos Mina Chulin, but Beyom Tov Mina Meiser, Amai, the Var Shemachova, who the Chol the Var Shemachova, Ba Ella Mina Chulin. So what's pshat? Only on the moed? If the chol moed has to be from the chulin, what? And if I bring it on Yom Tov, the olas ri on Yom Tov, then I can bring from a chova. I can bring with my meiser sheni. We see that's not the case. We said the varsha mechova. Whenever you bring it, has to be from chulin. What's going on? The chitema kamash malan the olas b'moed baos b'yom tov einan baos. Maybe you want to say. Is coming to teach me. We're going to see like a shita, which is Beit Shammai, which is why the Gemara is not going to like this. But it's shita's Beit Shammai that ain't nechnami. You do not bring olas riyah on yonta, and therefore the only time you bring it is on cholam moed, and therefore that's what the Mishnah is emphasizing. That b'moed, when you're bringing your olas riyah, which is the only time you can bring it, because you cannot bring it on yonta, then that has to be from the But that Gemara doesn't like because why? Come on, Beit Shammai. That means that's Shitas Beit Shammai, as we're going to see right now, and we don't like the Mishnah, the Stam and the Mishnah, which is usually the Halacha, is like Beit Shammai, when the Halacha is supposed to be like Beit Hillel. This nine, we're going to see the source for this. We learned in the Mishnah, Beit Shammai Yomrim Mevin Shlamim Ve'ein Somchim Aleihem. So the Shlamim means Shlamim Chagiga, that you're bringing on Yom Tov, that since you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov, since it's food for a person, Mo'achol Nefesh, and that's fine, but ein somchin aleihem. But you can't do smicha on the animal because since it's Yom Tov, they're rabbanan where it goes. You can't use an animal, lean on an animal, whatever on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and therefore you bring it as Beit Shammai, but you can't do smicha on it. Avalo olos, olos riyah, you can't bring bichlal on Yom Tov because since it's not l'tzorach the person can't eat from it, and therefore it's not ochal nefesh. You can't bring it on Yom Tov. So that's what we want to suggest, that perhaps our mission over here that says that the oldest on the Moed is going like this Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, however, argues, Beis Hillel Omri Mevin Shlamim, you could bring your Shalmei Chagiga, Ve'olos, and even Olos you can bring on Yontif. Mesomchim aleihem, and not only that, you can even do smicha on them because they weren't goes there. When you can bring a korban, you can do smicha also. Rabbanan were not goes there. That's so. Anyway, so therefore it comes out that our Mishnah was like Beit Shammai, if it's coming to teach us that olos b'moed dafka on moed and not on yontov. That's like Beit Shammai, because Beit Hillel says you could bring the olah on yontov, and we don't like it to be Beit Shammai. So therefore, rather chasuri mechzura vachi. The Mishnah is written in short form, and this is how it should. This is the regular form how it should be read. Olos nedarim unedavos b'moed baos. That olos and nedarim and nedavos, they can all be brought on chol hamoed b'moed b'moed baos, but v'yom tov ein baos, which you can't bring them on yom tov because they are not chovas hayom. For you, the Dharma and Davos, you don't have to bring it. You can bring it any time. There was not chova of the day, and but so that's only if it's olus in the Dharma and Davos. But olus Re'iya, that's different. That's baos afila miyom tov. You can even bring it on yom tov, since it's chova sayom. And now that's good because that's base Hillel that says you can bring the olus Re'iya on yom tov itself. Ukashehi ba, when you do bring this olus Re'iya on yom tov, ain't a ba'i lamina chulin, like we said, chulin. B'shalmi simcha ba'inaf mina meiser, but shalmi simcha you can even bring from meiser sheni money. And v'chagigas yom tov rishon shel Pesach, as the Mishnah continued, the chagigas, the shalmi chagiga of the first day of Pesach, also you can what's the din? B'shalmi yomrim mina chulin, that has to be also from chulin, since it's choves hayom. They can even be brought from the Meister, as we're going to discuss very shortly. Why? Why? If it's something that it's a chova, how come Beis Hillel holds you can bring it from the Meister? I was going to ask. And now we have Tanya Mihachi, exactly the same thing. We have another Brisa like this as well. Olos Nidarim and Adavos, since it's not a Chiyuv, but Moe Bows, you can't bring it on Yontav, only on Kolomoy. But Beyontav Einam Bows. Olas Re'iya, since it's a Chovas Hayom, Ba'u Afilu B'Yom Tov itself. Ukashehi Ba'u, when you do bring it, Eina Ba'u L'mina Chulin, has to be from Chulin, since it's a Chova. Mishalmi Simcha, Ba'in Min HaMaiser, but Shalmi Simcha, you can even bring from Maiser Sheni, and Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Mishalmi Yomim, that also is Chulin, since it's Min HaChova, U'Beisel Olomim Af Min HaMaiser. Okay. We'll do some Rashi now. Okay, Gemara Ha. Im hevian b'yom tov yevia mina mais im yirta im mina bais im yirta. So what does it mean on cholam moed as the brief from chulin? Is that to say that if he brings it on yom tov, then he can bring it from meister? How could that be? Mechitema haydenakat b'moed mishum dagav orchei. If you want to say me, no, where I say is cholam moed is to teach me a din side din. The adag of orke kamash malon, and that is what the milsa achrise the milsa something else coming to teach me. They ain't olus ria kreve b'yontov. They can't. You don't offer a olus ria on yontov. V'af al pi yishu chovas regel hoyel v'yesh la tashlumi l'machar. Since it's something that even though chovas regel, but since you don't have to bring it today, you could bring it on chol hamoed. So why bring it on yontov when again it's not l'tzorech hedyot at all? Just no ochel nefesh. So therefore, as he does Beit Shammai, bring it the next day. Excuse me. Okay. Mevin shlamim. When do we bring shlamim? B'yom tov. Lefish yesh mehem, zorech machol hedyo. So that you could bring on yom tov because you're eating it. Ein somchim aleihem, says Beit Shammai, you can't do smicha, though she smicha ba'shvusu. He should be shlamish for balei chayim, and not allowed to use animals on Shabbos Yontov. That's not elu ein mishum shvus lo olim beilan. You can't climb a tree lo rofim halagam behema. Can't use an animal, so therefore there's no smicha says beishama. Aval lo olas that you can't bring olas ria emi vin klal the sphere lehu the beishama when it says lachem lo lagvoa. So from the pasuk lachem we learn out he can't bring for Hashem. Chutz meets midim umusafin. The only korban you can bring is something like korban tami, korban musaf. Since there's manam is kavua, v'chosh manam is kavua, sivahu b'moado. And from moado we learn afilu b'shavas and kol shekhenam yontif. So So those you could bring, the tamin and the musaf, but these other things you cannot. The somchin alehen, and Beis Hillel said you can bring them on Yontif, the Ola, and you can even do smicha. Since you can bring the korban, you can the chachamim allowed you to do smicha as well. The Yom Tov Einam Baot, they don't come on Yontif, but filo the Beis Hillel, as firale latan of the masnitzin the nedarim and adavos ain't krivim biyom tov. You can't bring them on yom tov. V'chisharul beis hillel ba'olus riya v'sham echagiga. The only time beis hillel allows you to bring on yom tov is olus riya sham echagiga. Avapi sheish lem tashlumim. Even though you could really do it afterwards, if you didn't, you couldn't do whatever. Do it on the first day. But since ikur mitzvah is yom rishon, they said you can bring it Beis Hillel on Yom Rishon, Dixi v'chogosim also, v'yom Rishon mashma, and therefore you can bring it even on the first day. Ukshi bain abal el min achulin, v'hacha lo matu li'iflugei, v'lameimar tofel ma'os ma'iser behem. This is something that's going to come up on the tomorrow's Amud, discussion of tofels, meaning whole machloik is what that is bringing some of your sacrifices with chulin and some of it with ma'aser sheni together as both. As a machloikas, does it mean some of an animal of ma'aser sheni with your animal of chulin or the money as a machloikas? I mean, some of the money that you're using should be chulin, some of the money can be ma'aser sheni. That's called tofel. That's going to be discussed tomorrow. So v'hacha lomati leflugi lemeimar that we're talking about when you're mixing Meister Shani with chulin, the chiyishtereit feila v'chagiga. The only time you're allowed to do such a thing is when you're for your korban chagiga, hudishter. The tanya lekaman minayin sheim ratza la'arev, etc. It's gonna be said that's tomorrow summer. Gavi shlamim yesh adam sheyesh lo ochli merubim. Sometimes when it comes by shlami, a person might have a lot of people to have to eat. V'nichasim muatim, he doesn't have too much. Therefore, you don't have enough, chulin thing to bring, so therefore you can mix also ma'aser sheni with it. Va'ola, lama toflo, but why do you have to, the shlamim, you have to eat, so everybody has to eat, and you need a lot of meat if you have a lot of people, or whatever, so then you're going to have to mix in other animals with it. But for ola, it's just put on the mizbeach, finished, so you can just use a little bit. Avalola lama tofla, what do you have to mix in? You have the ma kesef. You have to bring a ma kesef, the minimum amount, as we saw according to Beis Hillel. And okay. Af min hamaiser, the lav bar davar shabachovahu. That's not davar shabachovah, but makom sheish basar, where you have basar. Ve yesh lo maos maiser sheini. So let's say you have ma'aser sheni money that you can spend in Yerushalayim. Bikneim shlamim, you can buy shlamim with it. Rabbi Kra lekaman kol minei smachos l'simcha. And the pasuk says later on, we're going to learn how to riboy that you can bring any type of thing you want for a simcha. V'chagigas yom tov. Okay, we did that yet. Okay, we did that. Okay, v'chagigas yom tov rishon shehu vaday davar shevachova. That chagiga of the first day is certainly chova. Filu yesh lo basar harbe. The alfina lechaman b'chagosim also lechamei parech ma'ishna pesach senachas. Why is it dafka yom tov rishon shel pesach? Ubeisil lomrim lechamen parech havadai davar shevachovu. Umochi la betofel. The Gemara is going to ask according to Beis Hillel, why is it say how can you bring it from the meiser the chagiga of yom tov rishon? It's a chova. And the Gemara is going to answer. We're talking about mixing in. Chova with we're mixing in the chulin with chova with ma'aser sheni. Sorry. Okay, chagigas. Okay, that we didn't do yet. Right. Okay. The let's last little piece. Back to the Gemara. So now the Gemara asks, "My shna chagigas yom tov rishon shel pesach." We've been saying, "Why does dafka we were mentioning here about the chagiga of the first day of pesach? Why not shavuos or sukkot?" Answer is Ravashi. I'm Ravashi. Kamash Malan. Chagigas Chamishasar. In. But Chagigas Arbasar. No, low. In other words, that which it has to be, it has to come from, according to Beit Shammai, it has to come from a Lechulin, is Dafka, if it's the for the Chagiga of the Chamishasar. But if the Abasar, which is on Erev Pesach, then it's also an Indian of the person has to eat the Afikomen on full stomach, so he has to bring meat, and extra shlamim in order to eat, to fill himself up with that if there's not much, you know, Korban Pesach to go around. So that can come from the chulin. That doesn't have to be, that doesn't have to come from the chulin, sorry. Because that's not the chov, that's not something that that has to be eaten. Minotaurs, we'll see. So the Gemara continues, Anches Samud Aleph. Alma, what do we see from here? Since it says the Chamish that is from the Chagiga of the 14th, on Erev Pesach, can even come from Meister. Kasavar, the Tana of the Brisa is holding, the Chagiga Sabasar, but we said it's Lav Deraisa. This is not from the Torah, so it's only just to fill yourself up or whatever, so therefore that doesn't have to come Dafka from Chulin, it can also come from Meister. Okay, finish up Rashi here. Chagigas Yudalad Lo, Kolomar, Lahachi Nakat Pesach, why did it tell me Chagigas Pesach? If Sheyesh Erev Pesach Chagigas Erev, there's another Chagigas on Erev Pesach. Kishayta Chaburet Pesach Meruba, when there's a lot of people on the Korban Pesach, Hayumivini Mo, Chagigas, there didn't enough meat to go around to fill yourself up, that it had to bring another Korban, Chagigas, Kadeshia Pesach, Nechalala Sova, so people will eat the Korban Pesach on the Sova, full. Vashmeina mimatnisin the chagigas yom tovatzmo who deina bala milachum. So therefore, the Mishnah is teaching me that dafka on yontav itself has to be from chulin the meat. Aval chagigas arbaasar ba'af mina. Right, so that can even be brought from meiser, as we said, it's not mina torah.